This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and welcome to my program. I'm so excited that you're with me today and that you are getting to experience my wonderful guest. And I want to offer you her book because it is amazing, and it's called Hammered by Drew Hammer. And this book is filled with personal stories. She's very candid, and it's filled with encouragement about walking through difficult times. In reading this book, I would say, Drew, it's almost like walking through landmines and coming out still smelling like a rose. And all of us need that kind of story. And all of us need that kind of testimony. And to think of that, because the Bible says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And Drew, today I want us to share our testimonies because I totally believe, as I know you do too, that Jesus, the blood of Jesus that poured off of his body onto the ground in the Garden of Gethsemane, onto the pavement, on that place where he was crucified, every drop carried our salvation. Amen. But it also carried our healing.
Yes. Yes.
And Drew, I know that you have a miracle story of healing, and I do too. And I want us to just encourage our precious audience to start believing God for the supernatural in your life and miracles in your life and miracles in your loved ones' lives. So, Drew, will you tell us about it?
I would be so honored because it's one of the greatest stories of my life. So, because I was raised in a family where my dad was called into a healing ministry, I had an advantage of praying and believing for miracles because I'd not only seen it in my life, but I also had been taught what the scripture says about healing. And that's how we build our faith, by digging into the word and saying, Jesus, what do you say about healing? Is this still for today? And, you know, when Jesus went back to the Father, he told the disciples and the apostles and all the people there, he said, when I go, I will send back the Holy Spirit, and greater things will you do, because he gives us that power. So it's important to really learn, what does the Bible say about healing? And today you can even get on Google, you can get on ChatGPT, use it for good, right? And say, what does the Bible say about healing?
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people will teach that supernatural healings don't happen today. Well, I beg to differ. We all know the difference. We've seen it all of our lives. You've experienced it a million times in your ministry, and I've experienced it personally. So when I was in my 40s, I was diagnosed with polycystic kidneys.
What is that?
Okay. Ruth? Well, first of all, my mother had it. And there's two things I want to teach on with this. Is my mother had polycystic kidneys. And what it is it's a kidney disease where you develop all these cysts on your organs, and it basically chokes the function of your organs.
Okay.
So what happens is you either have to have a kidney transplant, or you have to be on dialysis when your kidney function gets down below, say, 20%. Well, we believe in supernatural healings. We've seen it our entire lives. But God chose to heal my mother through medicine.
Okay.
With surgeons.
Okay.
Because we prayed, we stood on the word, but God had a plan. She got down to less than 10% of function in her kidneys, and her surgeon, her nephrologist, basically said, Donna, you either need to have a kidney transplant or you're going to have to go on dialysis. You're down to 10%. And we were still believing for a supernatural miracle. But I love what happened, because my older sister, Lisa, ended up being almost a perfect match, and only identical twins match on five out of the five things. And it's like blood types and all these different things. My sister Lisa matched on 4 out of the 5, so she was a very close match. But to determine that, the three girls went to be tested to see who would give her, my mother, the kidneys.
So you, Lisa, and Mel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And when we went to be tested, Michael set it up for us at UCLA with the best nephrologist probably in the world, one of them, and they found out that I had the same kidney disease. And I had had kidney infections before, but I never thought it was something like that. So finish up with my mother first, and then I'll tell you my story. So my mother went, they went into the hospital. My sister donated her kidneys. And in the hospital, my dad does not sit down well. He's not very patient.
Okay.
He has a lot of amazing attributes, but sitting around and waiting is not one of them.
Not one of them, okay.
So we were at the Baptist Hospital in Dallas. And I mean to tell you, my dad, we were so mortified at first. He would just walk into everybody's room. Just walk into their room. Do you know Jesus? Can I pray for you to be healed? And we're like, Dad, you have to ask before you walk into people's rooms. He goes, oh, they want to be healed. If they don't know Jesus, they'll want to find Jesus. So I bet my dad probably got a dozen people saved. Got a lot of the nurses, Baptist nurses, filled with the Holy Spirit. And there was one story where it was a couple, and they had saved for like 20 years, because even when you have a kidney transplant, it's a lot of money up front to do it that insurance does not cover. So he had worked extra years so they could afford for his wife to get that kidney transplant. She finally got it, and they have you on a monitor, and if the kidney takes, it looks like a heartbeat.
Uh-huh,
the monitor goes up.
Uh-huh.
If it does not take, it flatlines. It means your body did not accept it. So it was their last day there, and her body did not accept that kidney. So after going through all that, that was their only hope. My dad walks into the room, and he said, do you know Jesus? And they said, yes, and they were devastated. And she said, I'm going to go home basically and die, because this was our last hope. And my dad laid hands on her. And the minute he started praying, those monitors started going up. And we received letters for years after that, right? So, you know, we wanted her to be healed supernaturally. But God always has a plan. And his plan is a better plan, because I think of all the people in that hospital that were touched, nurses, patients, the healings that happened. God wanted my parents in that hospital. So when I was diagnosed, I said, well, Dr. Danovich, do you believe in God? I said, is there a cure? Nope, there's no cure. You either have to have a transplant or be on dialysis the rest of your life. I said, well, do you believe in God? He said, no, I'm an atheist. I said, well, why are you an atheist? He said, because I grew up in Eastern Europe, and I've seen so many human atrocities that I can't imagine that there could be a God. And where is he if there is a God? Mm-hmm. And I said to him, well, Dr. Danovich, do you believe Hitler did what he did in the name of God? And he goes, no. I said, well, that to me proves there's a God, because there's so much evil that there's also a good, like the Mother Teresa's. Mm-hmm. There's the good in this world, mm-hmm, that overcompensates the bad. Mm-hmm. I said, but guess what? I go, Jesus is going to heal my kidneys, and you're going to have to believe in him. And he looked at me, of course, like I had three eyes. So I'm walking out of his office, and he stops me. He says, Drew. I said, yes, sir. He said, if you're right, you're going to change my life. And I said, oh, no, I'm not. If I'm right, Jesus is going to change your life. And I walked out. But this is what I want to teach on healing, is there are power in our words. Mm-hmm. With our words, we bless or we curse, we bring life or we bring death. And Jesus says, choose life. Mm-hmm. So when I walked out of that doctor's appointment, I told my parents and I told my husband, and I never spoke of it again. Because if you keep walking around saying, oh, I have polycystic kidneys, you're putting that back on you. Mm-hmm. So it's like, are we either going to believe mm-hmm. God's word? Are we going to take him at his word? Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. are we not? Well, you and I are sitting here today because we take Jesus at his word. So I just constantly proclaimed, I am healed by the mighty blood of Jesus. By your stripes, I am healed. And that's why it's important to know the word.
Yes.
And to get into the word. So we have the proclamations that God has given us and the promises. Mm-hmm. So we can stand on that. Mm-hmm. And then your faith is built up so much. Because I will say this, I think it's the very hardest to believe for your own healing. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I can go around. I pray for so many people, and it's so easy for me to believe. But when every day you're going through those symptoms, mm-hmm. it's the hardest to believe for yourself, I think. Mm-hmm. But that's how we have to stay in the Word and build our inner man and stand on God's promises. And that's what I did.
Because the Word starts to paint a different picture
yes.
in our heart and our
yes.
soul. And that picture's already in our spirit.
Yes.
But our mind
yes.
and our emotions have to agree.
We
with
have to get them in alignment.
The truth that's in
exactly
our spirit.
Right. Uh-huh. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So about 5 years later, we lived in Bel Air in L.A., and we had a guest house, and we always let visiting pastors, evangelists stay in our guest house. And, you know, especially back then, it was a very small group in the Christian world in Los Angeles. So everyone kind of knew, and they would have people come. Well, I hardly knew this man, and I wish he'd be listening today because I don't even know his last name to thank him. Mm-hmm. But his name was Lewis, and he's from Mexico, and he was a traveling healing minister and evangelist. And when he was leaving, he said, Drew, may I pray for you before I leave to thank you? And well, who's going to pass that up, right? And remember, I never told anybody,
right.
so he had no idea.
Right.
And he had a word of knowledge. He said, when I put my hands on you to pray for you, he said, God showed me these organs, and I don't even know what organs they are because I don't know what organs look like. I go, well, me neither. But he said they were completely infested with disease, and it looked like a leopard with the spots. And when I laid my hands on you, the spots just fell off. And I go, oh, hallelujah. I know exactly what that means. So I'm immediately calling my nephrologist saying, I got to get in. I've been healed. Well, you can imagine the people at the desk.
Yeah.
They're like, well, some crazy patient thinks
right.
that she's healed.
Right.
So I go in and he gives me an ultrasound, just like when I was diagnosed. And though everything was gone and my kidneys from 19 years ago are functioning perfectly. And I get to tell that testimony to different doctors. And I'm like, oh, I had polycystic kidneys and Jesus healed me. And some of them are like, no, you couldn't, or your kidneys would not be functioning properly. Or others would say, oh, I've seen medical miracles like
wow.
this. So, and like you said, the power of our testimony.
Yes. You know, Drew, I wasn't healed of a life-threatening disease, but when I was 13 or 12, I got it was cystic acne, but it was so bad that it goes through all three layers of your skin.
Wow.
And they were so big that trying to get the poison out of my face, my face would bruise. I went and had treatments. I had this one treatment called dry ice. They would put dry ice on your face.
Painful.
So that burns, and then it would dry up and crust up. I'm in high school at this point.
Oh, and that's so emotionally debilitating,
I looked like the craters of the moon were on my face. I was bullied. I was made fun of.
Jesus.
And it was a terrible disease. It was in my forehead, my cheeks, and in my neck.
Wow.
I was turned down music opportunities because of my looks.
Jesus.
I was turned down jobs because of my looks. And so this went on for years, and taking all the medicine, and I was like the woman with the issue of blood. I just kept spending my money, and you know, I grew worse rather than better.
Wow.
And so it was for 12 years.
Wow.
And I had moved to Houston, Texas, and I was working, every morning I would listen to Christian radio.
Wow.
And at that time it was Brother Copeland and Brother Hagen.
There you two of the best.
Yeah, and they said on one particular morning, they said, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Well, I'm sure I'd read it before, maybe even heard a sermon on it before. But that morning was different.
It penetrated your soul.
Hope came into my heart.
Yes, amen.
And this is what hope looked like, Drew. I said to myself, because when you look at something for 13 years, every single day of your life, and you, for 13 years,
it's a long time,
pretty much decide that
this is going to be your plight in life.
Right. So,
but God.
But when he said that, hope came in my heart.
Wow.
And I said, you mean I
can have that.
Denise Roberson can be healed.
Jesus.
And I did what they said. That confess every day that by the stripes of Jesus, you're healed.
Wow.
So I confessed every day for months. I didn't see any changes. Okay. One day I was driving my car again, and there was another radio preacher.
Mm.
And this radio preacher said, do you really want to be healed?
Wow.
Well, when she said that, it was like the laser beam of the Holy Spirit went into my heart, revealed what was in my heart. And because when I had this horrible disease and I was with my mother and she took me to the doctor and the treatments were so bad, I got attention from her.
Wow.
And my mother was very busy.
Interesting.
And so this was my opportunity because of my disease.
Wow.
I got attention from her. Well, the Holy Spirit knew that. And so when that woman said, do you really want to be healed?
Wow.
I understood that I wanted the attention. There was a hook in my soul. I want the attention.
That's amazing.
I immediately repented. I said, Jesus, I don't want anybody's attention. And
but
I want to be healed. So a few weeks later,
thank you.
Still confessing the word every day, didn't see anything. Mm. But one night I went to bed, just like I always had for 13 years with this face. And I went to bed and I woke up the next morning and I went to the mirror and drew everything
Jesus.
From my forehead, my cheeks, my neck. Everything was gone.
Completely clear.
Gone.
How amazing is our God?
I know. Gone.
Because yours, you could physically see it.
Gone. And
Jesus,
so I
called. You're so faithful.
And I had so much inflammation from that that people thought I lost 10 pounds. That's how swollen my face was with all that poison. And so, Drew.
He is a faithful God.
He is a healing God.
But you know,
a miracle working God.
And I always say, God never wastes a trial. And in that 13 years, God was dealing with your heart, with the attention from your mother. So, you know, it didn't happen in a day, which it can happen in a day. I was healed in 5 years. You were healed in 13. But during those years, we had things to learn. And God was drawing us closer to Him and bringing out impurities, if you will, in our life. And He's just, He is such a faithful God. What a magnificent story. Thank you for sharing
that. You're welcome. And Drew, you know, I want to say that, you know, He is a miracle worker.
Yes, He is.
And I believe that, and Drew does too, in the power of God.
Amen.
And the miracle working power of
Jesus.
God.
Yes, yes.
And right now, I can just see somebody, and you're listening, and you're saying, oh, I want that. And you have something on your arm that you haven't been able to get rid of.
Jesus.
And the power of God is on you right now. Just receive it. Just say, Lord, I receive this power. I receive this miracle right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
We've had so many testimonies. I just got a testimony from a woman who I got a word of knowledge that somebody had back pain for 13 years. And she came to me and she said, well, actually the word was for a long time. She came to me and she said, I've had this back pain for 13 years.
Jesus.
I saw her the next day, she said, and of course we prayed, saw her the next day. She said, I slept last night. You see, Jesus is not trying to hold back His power from you.
No.
Oh, no, no. Jesus paid the price to get the power to you.
Amen.
And we're just acknowledging that power. There's someone right now, and there's something wrong with your nose. There's something on your nose.
Jesus.
I don't know if it's a cancer.
Loose it, Jesus.
But right now, the
loose
power
it.
Of God, I release the power of God to you.
Yes.
That cancer to dissipate and go from your face right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I prayed with one woman not too many years ago, and she had a growth on her face. And I said, well, let's just pray right now. She called me a week later and she said, Denise, it's gone.
Jesus.
And it was cancerous. And she had all these surgeries planned. It's the power of God. It's not me. It's not Drew. It's the power of God. It's the love of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's why He died. That's why He took that punishment.
Amen.
He took your sins and sicknesses on Himself.
Mm.
And we acknowledge His power now to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just let us know what God is doing in your life. So we're out of time, and I want you to stay with me, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to pray for you again.
Every heart gets crushed by this world sometimes. We all experience pain, fear, loss, and attack. But as believers, we have hope in the fact that God is still powerful, and He's always finding ways to equip and use us to touch those around us. In her series, From Broken Places to Beautiful Grace, Denise Renner and her guest Drew Hammer share personal stories to encourage you with the incredible ways God moves in and through broken lives. You'll hear stories about God's perfect, unexpected planning, the power of a willing heart, the path to physical and emotional healing. This heartfelt 5-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book Hammered by Drew Hammer. In this earnest memoir, Drew shares details from her incredible, messy life to encourage you that even in the darkest moments, God is moving to bring healing to broken hearts. You can purchase Hammered today for $19. Don't miss this special offer. The series From Broken Places to Beautiful Grace and the book Hammered by Drew Hammer. Visit Renner.org to order. Call the number on your screen or scan the QR code now. Call or go online today.
I know that you've been stirred. That's the Holy Spirit. That is the Holy Spirit stirring in your heart, touching you, giving you faith in your heart right now to reach out and to take what Jesus so generously Amen. Offers to you, His healing power. Somebody's being touched right now. Amen. You're being touched. And Drew, I believe it's in their kidneys.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I curse right now kidney disease in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you. It is done. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you for the blood of
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I speak to diabetes right now. In the name of Jesus, we release healing power to you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Father. We give you all the we give you all the glory for every drop of blood that you shed on that cross.
Yes, Jesus.
His healing power is still working. Just reach out and take it. Something's happening in your hands, in your fingers. And God is releasing your fingers.
If
it's arthritis, just keep moving that finger. That is not for you.
No.
It was never meant for you.
No.
And Jesus took it for that pain and disease for you. Lord, we give you all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
All the glory in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, friend, let us know what God is doing for you in this program, in these programs. And reach out and call us for prayer. And we are there for you.
Amen.
Thank you for being with us. And I'll see you on the next program. If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Denise Renner is a mentor to women, an author, and a classically trained vocalist. With television, satellite, and internet platforms combined, the ministry of Rick and Denise Renner reaches a potential worldwide audience in the millions. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.